Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Almost forgot, Mr. Big Willie himself is going to be joining us after the 8 o'clock news, calling us from his luxurious state-of-the-art cabin, his Freightliner Cascadia 125. So we've got that. We've got a very special guest here in studio. She is Erica Lynn, and she reached out to me last week saying, hey, I'd like to come on the air and talk about stuff, and I'm the one, or one of the people, who helped with the petition drive to get real estate taxes removed from the state constitution. And I said, well, if she did that, then absolutely we're going to make sure that we give her some airtime here to help her out, because she's on the same side that everybody else here is, which is we got to get rid of the real estate taxation in the Ohio state constitution so we can eliminate real estate taxes in the state of Ohio. We can be leading the nation. No state is doing it yet. Ohio can be the first, and this person, this Erica Lynn, has played a key role in that. So if you want to see Erica Lynn, you can actually wave. You want to wave to the people on Facebook. There you go. And you can actually see her on her Facebook live stream. So Erica Lynn, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing?
I'm kind of a little bit half asleep, but other than that, I'm doing good.
All right, great. Let me pop this up all the way here. Tell get closer to the microphone, if you would, please. Lean in. Okay. A little bit, if you would want to make sure that we get what you're saying. So, you are in you're from Rayland,
mm-hmm.
and you've got a degree in psychology,
mm-hmm. yes.
and now you're a real estate agent after trying to help us with a petition drive to eliminate real estate taxation in Ohio.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. You've been very, very busy. So, what prompted you to help us out here? Because you were sitting in the offices here, and maybe in Fort Steuben Mall, or just here.
I was at Fort Steuben Mall for a little while as well, and now I'm here.
That's okay. That's great. So, what caused you to be so strongly in favor of eliminating real estate taxes in Ohio?
I immediately just recognized there seemed to be something just not right. Property taxes going through the roof, everybody's electricity bills, water bills, and to me that just didn't seem right. I'm always on high alert for things that seem off, mm-hmm. and then I did a little bit more research, and it seems like everybody's tax money is going to these data centers that are being put pretty much all over the United States, Ohio.
Data centers? What is that?
AI data centers, and from what I'm reading, the residents don't want them. They're being installed anyway, and some people are claiming to even be getting sick from these data centers. They're taking up valuable resources like water, and of course everybody's electricity bills are going up because for some reason they're going to these data centers that mm-hmm. nobody wants.
I'm not aware of any here in the Upper Ohio Valley. Are you?
I was told there's one going to be coming in Pittsburgh, and there are currently 129 in Columbus so far. Most are in Columbus.
My
right now.
Goodness gracious. That's almost as much as the number of Somalis that we have there. That's incredible. Yeah. So what are you doing about it, other than coming on the air to talk about this?
I'm just networking with people and trying to connect with them, telling them perhaps to live off-grid the best we can, because things are becoming more than unaffordable. People sometimes cannot afford to buy homes. And not only that, but people are being forced out of their homes because of the property tax issue.
Have you seen that? You work for Howard Hanna, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Far drive from Rayland. Drive from Rayland.
It's not too bad. It's under an hour. I go into the office maybe a couple of times a week as needed.
Yeah.
And it's still Jefferson County. It is a very pleasant place to work. It's like a laid-back atmosphere, yet obviously there's still work to do. But it just seems like a no-nonsense, very friendly, very nice place to work.
Do you want to do a shout out to your sales manager? And is it Haughty Hanna? Is that the guy who owns the thing?
Russ Koontz.
Russ Koontz owns it, not Haughty Hanna.
I don't believe so. I just got hired, but he is the main broker, Russell Koontz.
Uh-huh.
And the company actually got started in 1957. It's a community-based company, and what's nice is they just seem focused on families, friends, mm-hmm. and just, you know, doing things for the community. They have their a program where they help children. I can't remember the name of it offhand because I'm still a little bit tired. I'm not a morning person. But they do contribute to the community, and they have an organization that I believe they created that helps children out.
Okay, well, that is great. So have you dealt with people who have had to sell their homes because of real estate taxes? I mean, I know we hear that a lot. Did you actually experience that?
Yes, one person. Actually, I was talking with her, and she said that she was going to be moving to a completely different state because of it. And then I've talked with other people who they wanted to sign the petition, and they said that they were elderly.
Were they lying? Did they look elderly, or were they just lying?
I actually met one. She was older, and she said that she was concerned because she was already retired and probably could not go back to work, and so that was a concern for her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You would mention something. You made some remarks about my ugly Christmas sweater. You want to share them with our listeners now, young lady?
I wore whatever when I was a teenager, so really it doesn't matter. I wouldn't wear it. Now you're doing that just
even,
for, you know, just
even you
funny.
Wouldn't wear it. Even you wouldn't wear it. Oh, my God, even Erica Lynn wouldn't wear the sweater that I'm wearing.
If someone paid me, I would.
Yeah, well, you're not going to be wearing it. That's all. And as far as the duck, you had asked about our
that
little
so
yellow.
Cute. Where did that come from?
From Elvira. Elvira is part of the Nail City Jeep Club. She has purple hair, very exotic, very nice. Her husband's a very scary guy. Oh, my God. Looks like an ex-con. You know, like super built up, you know, muscles and everything, and always very stern and everything.
Oh, okay.
You know, former, you know, meth dealer or something. Oh, that look. Not just the look. Just the look.
Yeah.
Just the look. I'm sure he's a fine human being.
If he was into that, he probably wouldn't have any teeth left.
He has plenty of teeth. Yeah. He has plenty. No meth mouth. No, so he's fine. But anyway, she's with a Nail City Jeep Club, and we helped them with a big fundraiser at a Jeep dealership, and she was very nice. She was actually very, very nice, and said, here's a little yellow ducky with headphones. You notice it even has headphones.
That is so adorable.
Yeah, Elvira, the one with the purple hair. Next time you see the Nail City Jeep Club, look for Elvira, the one with the purple hair. That's the one. That is absolutely the one. So, what else are you doing? Anything else for fun or excitement or anything interesting? I want to make sure that, you know, you were very nice to us and volunteering your time. Let me ask you this before that. Did you notice anything unusual about all the people who came to sign the petition? Did anything stand out to you other than they were all big Dimitri fans? I hope.
Yeah, that's the number one thing that's important.
Good. I like her. She'll stay another segment now.
There was one person that kind of caught me off guard. It was the last day I was at Fort Steuben Mall collecting signatures there. Somebody had come by. Well, he came in. Apparently, he came in to sign, and he gave me his name and number. And then maybe like a couple weeks later, I must not have been paying attention. I usually am on high alert for this kind of stuff. Same person comes in. As somebody else gave me another name and phone number.
What?
Yes. And then I called, not knowing, and then I called unknowingly the same person a couple weeks later, and he's saying inappropriate things on the phone, and I had to block him, and then
Good Lord. It may have
been the same person who the last day when I was there at Fort Steuben Mall, he was there with somebody outside the studio walking past his, you know, cussing and saying, oh, those are the idiots that want to do away with schools and that kind of stuff. And I don't, so I had to go back in and let them know there's a possible lunatic out there.
Sure.
And it was pretty crazy. So you never
did you
know.
Did you call the police? Did you call the sheriff's department? Did you do anything like that?
No, I didn't do anything like that. I just simply blocked him on my,
you can still do that if you know. Do you have his still name and phone number?
Well, he went as two different names.
Do you have the names and the phone numbers? Do you still have them?
I believe I do. I'm
then
not
call
sure.
Call the sheriff's department or the police department or call both and say, hey, got a problem here, and at least get his name registered so that they can keep a lookout to make sure he's not a stalker.
True. I mean, I myself am not concerned. I have cameras at my house, and anybody that tries anything, they're going down and they ain't getting back up. But yeah, that's true.
They're going down, they ain't getting back up. Cameras? Really? Really? What kind of cameras do you have here, Erica Lynn? What kind of cameras are these? Cameras, my Greek ass. Anyway, so you're safe that way.
Yeah, but it is true. I never much thought until you said something that he could possibly do that to somebody else.
Exactly.
Although it could have been more with the Axe Ohio tax thing. I'm really not sure, but yeah, that is true. He could possibly do that to somebody else.
My goodness. The people who came in there typically were older people who were concerned about losing their homes, or did you have a nice cross-section of people?
Mostly older people, lots of hardworking people, which, you know, obviously they don't, if they have no work, then they've got nothing, and they're desperately trying to hang on to their houses.
Sure.
But mostly a lot of older people.
Okay, great. So, let's see, what else is going on in your life? I don't know much about you, but, you know, you said you wanted to come on, you wanted to talk about real estate, you want to talk about the real estate taxes, and I guess now with this stalker situation here. Possible stalker.
Like I said, I'm not too worried about it. I'm not scared of anybody.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, it is true. I did let them know at the studio just in case he would come in.
Good.
Something like that. I did go back in and let them know.
Good, good. Okay, yeah. I can't, got to make sure that's okay. How many names did you get? How many signatures?
I was a previous introvert, so I'd say probably... Well, at the studio, I'm really not too sure how many there.
10,
I know
20,
one day,
30?
I'm not too sure. Maybe I'm guessing around 20 or
okay.
so.
Okay.
One day, it was one after another coming in.
Yeah.
And then the next time there was like two people. But now I'm collecting signatures still in Jefferson County.
Where?
I'm at Mrs. C's Bar. That's 308 Public Road in Yorkville. And
Mrs. what now?
Mrs. T's
Bar?
Yes, Mrs. T's Bar or Tavern.
Okay. Who is Mrs. T's?
Her name is Lois, Lois Clyde, and she agreed to let me come in twice a week.
Why they call her Mrs. T's?
I'm not too sure why. I do know there was a previous owner.
Ah.
And the bar had gotten established, I believe, in the 1970s.
Oh, wow.
So it's been there a while, and she's somewhat of a new owner.
Yeah.
And was nice enough to let me come in
Great.
Twice a week
well,
and
happy,
get signatures.
Happy to promote it, though. And
very,
this is
it's
in
a
your,
very nice place.
And this is where again?
This is in Yorkville, 308 Public Road.
308 Public Road in Yorkville. Go there, Mrs. T's, and get the signatures. And what days?
Wednesdays and Fridays, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Great. Good, good, good. Well, we're almost out of time. I always give my guests the last word, so you can speak directly to our listeners. Tell them how to get in touch with you if you want, if they need real estate help or anything along those lines. Erica Lynn, my microphone is yours.
Well, it's very nice to be here. You're laughing like me. I get a little bit nervous behind the camera a little bit. Yes, I've lived in Jefferson County most of my life, Rayland most of my life, and it just feels nice. As a previous introvert, I've been getting out with people, just networking. I'm getting invited to events, and I enjoy helping the community. Obviously, with a degree in psychology, that is what I like to do. I like to help people. I like to help animals. And it just making connections with people.
And if people want to get in touch with Erica Lynn, how do they do that?
My phone number is 740-312-0779.
Once again, that number is?
740-312-0779.
Okay, great. And they can get you on Facebook as well.
Yes, I have two main accounts on Facebook, both listed as Erica Marsh.
Mm-hmm. And the phone number for Howard Hanna in Toronto?
I don't have it offhand. I just
I don't believe this. You didn't weren't even prepared for this. Oh my God! Get out of here.
I think it's 3-4.
Get out of here.
Oh yeah,
They're in my contact list on
my
phone.
That's too late. We got a break here in 15 seconds.
Anyway, thank you for being a good sport. Thank you for all your help with the petition. We appreciate it greatly. And you want to wave goodbye to everybody on Facebook? Erica Lynn is waving goodbye, Lynn. So thank you so much. Don't forget, we've got Mr. Big Willie coming on after the 8 o'clock news. So much more to get to. Stay tuned.